This is a story that says two drugs are better than one for chronic pain, but when do you know whether you're overdosing?
Well, in this case, this type of chronic pain is called neuropathic pain. It's quite debilitating. It's almost as if your nerves are on fire all the time, usually due to people who have had shingles, something called postherpetic neuralgia, or diabetes, which causes diabetic neuropathy or damage to the nerves. So they looked at these two particular types of conditions and looked at two medications that each one is used to treat this, but the problem with them is that if you go with too great a dose, you can have more side effects with them. So they said, okay, let's try them in combination and see if this works any better, because in combination, we may be able to use less of each, but each having what's known as a synergistic effect, that is the sum total of both of those. When you combine them, the effect is greater than each one individually, and if you add up the effect individually from them. And so they looked at 56 people who had these particular conditions and rated their pain on a level of 0 to 10, where 10 is their worst pain they've ever had, 0 is no pain, and on average their pain was 4 out of 10. And it was a randomized trial. They didn't know what they were taking, but they did have the three combinations over the time that this trial was done. And they combined they used a medication called gabapentin, and they used a medication called nortriptyline. And they had one of them, then they had the other one, and then they had both together, but they didn't know what they were taking because they were given two tablets all the time. And the long and short of it is that with the combination, 8 out of 10 reported complete relief comfortable relief compared to when they were using them singly. That is, with single doses, with gabapentin alone, it was only 6 out of 10, and with the nortriptyline, it was about 7 out of 10. So it was a little bit better in combination. This information was published in The Lancet, and it illustrates what's being done already. It just simply showed that with a well-designed study, that they were able to produce a better relief. There are other medications that are used in combination, similar classes of these, and it simply illustrates that there is some benefit to combining these medications because the side effects were less. And that's pretty much the story, and for people who are suffering with this pain and they're not on these medications or they're not on combinations of things, it might be a solution, given that for a lot of them you don't have to use morphine or don't have to use narcotic medication to have this type of effect.